Welcome back. You are listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and today is Caller's Choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. We have been speaking with Rick in Missouri. So if you've been listening and have any questions for Rick before he goes, now's the time to call in. Rick, you want to go ahead?
Yes, and I am glad to be able to be here on RBN exposing the truth about coffee, because I know people can handle it. I know they're going to. I know they can handle the truth. Yeah, let me finish time stacking, and then I will get out of the caller's way. Months ago, Cliff High suggested, yeah, my favorite guy, Cliff High, except for you, Tim, suggested that we were going to be having a very cold, wet spring, and so far he's been right. So time stacking is a plant. Yeah, I know it's just disappointing. Time stacking is a planting technique where you got your beds prepared, and instead of waiting around for things like tomatoes and eggplants and the basil and the hot weather stuff, go ahead and you put in your cold weather crop in there, and then even if you don't get them out in time, you would just overplant, say your tomatoes. They'll be small anyway. So, like, for example, I've got some cold crops out here in four beds. I've got parsnips, vates, what else? Kale, and one other. Vates, by the way, are collard greens for those who are not familiar with that. So these cold weather crops are doing fine, of course, because this is the kind of weather they like. And when my tomato plants are, let's say, a foot high, I'll just plug them in right in the middle of the vates, and then I will harvest the vates out from around that, and that way I'm actually double using my bed. I'm getting, I got twice the square footage doing that, and then later on in the year I can go back in and, when it gets to be August or September, when it's time to get back with to the cold cropping, I can go ahead and plug some stuff in under that too. So that's called time stacking. And I would encourage everybody to make maximum use of their garden space by that method. I've got all the premix feed out there. The Mitleiter pre-plant mix is all down. Cheap as dirt, cheaper than dirt. Now that the cold crops are up, I think within the next week or so, now that I'm looking at the green plants, I will begin the weekly feed, and I will keep everybody apprised of how the Mitleiter experiment is working out. Other than that, maybe I should let the callers call in and have some fun. Why, thank you. Thank you. So the call-in number is 800-313-9443. The Spencers are missing in action for just a moment. But while they're gone, let me say this about that. I didn't want to take up any more time, but I will. Making colloidal silver, since the show a week or so ago, I have made another 2 gallons using two methods, so I can go twice as fast. I'm using my 24-volt transformer. It's a Hewlett-Packard transformer that essentially would run a Hewlett-Packard printer, and also my solar panels, which is creating also about 24 volts. I want to remind everybody that this stuff has a street value of between $800 and $900 a gallon. So, once again, you're talking about a marvelous barter item. If you put that up in small brown bottles, keep it out of the sunlight. This stuff, well, let's say with respect to the UV problem we're having, if you get a sunburn, you spritz this on your sunburn, and it will square you away. It will make the burn brown off, and you'll just kind of be tan after about 24 hours. The burn units in hospitals are using colloidal silver to heal their burn victims. It not only reduces inflammation and speeds up healing. Of course, you can't possibly get an infection with the silver there. Right now, I am actually running just for fun because it's so one of my deets. Yeah, I've
hey
got
guys, this is Tim. I'm finally back on.
There you are.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, guys. To our audience, I apologize. Technical difficulties down here in Salem, Missouri. Lori and I both lost our cell signal at the same time. I don't know if there was a momentary power outage or what, and everything had to reboot. But I guess we're back now, or at least I am. Lori's trying desperately to get back on. Catch me up, guys. What did I miss?
Well, we went from a colloidal silver back to Deets lanterns.
Oh, okay, cool.
We also have power online. Dan in Hawaii.
Oh, there he is.
Danny,
hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, Mrs. Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah. Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy.
Yeah, it's early here.
I bet.
Into the show. I'm into that, having lots of that bag dirt around, just keep it stored. It keeps a long time. If stored properly, not too hot. That's just, you know, great for starting seeds and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm real go on prepared bag mix, keeping that. I think that's a good idea.
Well, it is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you got any questions for Rick, Dan?
Well, no, I've been into what I call CS for about 25 years now, and everything he's saying is correct, including the fact that it really helps with tissue regeneration beyond the basic microbial help it gives you. It actually helps the tissue regenerate quickly.
Well, I'll tell you something, Dan. Lori and I are going to try to make some colloidal silver probably this week. I've got the transformer. I've got the silver. I've got the half-gallon mason jars. I've got everything we need. It's just a matter of getting it set up. So we're going to give it a try this week. It shouldn't be too hard. The hardest part's going to be me getting down the stairs, which I do by sliding on my butt since I can't exactly use a walker or a wheelchair on the stairs.
Yeah,
I figure once I get down there, I'm good to go for a while. So we're going to try that this week.
Yeah, I think
distilled water. Don't forget, you need distilled water.
Yeah, distilled
right.
Water.
Well, that's the only thing we don't have, but the grocery store is closed.
Yeah. Make sure not to burn those electrodes up. You can't forget about the reaction going and go watch TV for an hour. You've got
right.
to keep your eye on that reaction so you don't burn those electrodes up.
Right. My intention was taking Rick's lead was to use those stainless steel alligator clips, and
stainless is better, absolutely.
Right, and that was what my intention was.
Yeah.
Well, there was a method to my madness when I suggested that people get the plastic temporary ball dome, the mason jar lids, the plastic ones, and cut slots because it was something I didn't get into, but I will now. If you do not want to let your alligator clip get into the water, because whatever it's made of, whether it's copper or stainless, you will start colloiding your alligator clip. And I'm not saying that's bad. It depends on what it's made of. It might be bad, but certainly it wouldn't necessarily be silver colloid. You'd have silver stainless copper colloid or something like that. And I don't know if that's
right.
That's not your intention. The plastic lid is just basically made
about at least a quarter of an inch up from the top of the solution.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying it.
I wanted to change quickly to something I think is very important. If I may, if not, we can stick to...
Go ahead. Go ahead,
it's caller's choice, Dan.
Okay, you know our background in submarines.
Yes, sir.
We've been down in a situation where there's partial isolation. Now, it has effects on you psychologically. We know
that. Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, definitely.
In addition to all the electromagnetic forces that are jumping around and whatnot, magnetics, fluorescent lights, this affects a person. We were good to go, I think, for about 40, 45 days. And then
right.
We were ready to come up. I don't know about you, Tim.
No, I'm pretty much the same way. 40 to 50 days, somewhere in there, and then I'm ready to be home.
Yeah, you're ready to go up and open that hatch. And when that
right.
hatch came open, our air was so pure that when that sea air came in, it would almost make us sick.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right. I remember the biggest thing I craved when we came to the surface, you know, and the pilot boat came to meet us, was that all the fresh fruit and the milk and the lettuce and all that they'd transfer over right when the pilot boat came alongside. Oh, I used to look forward to that. Even when I was a mess crank, I looked forward to that.
Absolutely. Now, what I wanted to mention was we're looking around. We're seeing where this thing may go. We have to entertain the concept that it may go dark.
Yeah.
Politically, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And things may get grim here. Now, in a situation like that, I just wanted to throw this out. Whether you're alone or in a group, you're going to need various forms of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I agree.
You can play cribbage. You can whatever it is. Good books are good. I like Steinbeck. But good literature. Not the newer stuff that's so perverse. I don't care for it.
I agree. I don't either.
Yeah. Whatever you want to play, checkers, game boards, Monopoly, whatever. You're going to need that stuff to keep the mind going and keep a semblance of reality about you. Very, very important. And I don't hear hardly any talk about it.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Dan. You know, you and I have made those patrols, the boomer patrols and all that. And the boredom factor is definitely a deterrence to your mental health. I learned how to play cribbage on a boat. You probably learned how to play it there, too. You know, spades, hearts, you know, you name it, poker tournaments. You know, we did it all, and it was a necessity.
We played poker. We even had a one-armed bandit.
Oh, no, we never had that. You're lucky. We never had that.
It took nickels.
Good.
Yeah. So,
you had a hell of a morale, welfare, and recreation committee on that boat.
It was good, and we had movies every night. We have a different movie. All these things are very, very important. You shouldn't underestimate them in that kind of a scenario.
Oh, I agree. I fully agree. No, it'll help you maintain your sanity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think there's going to be a lot more of that than people would ever suspect. I think people think that this is going to be a big old camping trip, and I've heard Ty out of Texas mentioned this more than once, and he is absolutely correct. I'll tell you what we like. My wife is a teacher, extraordinary reader, and what is fun is to let her read to a group. That's another possibility. And if you're going to do that, you may as well, you know, maybe slide in a little Bible or something while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Which is would be a good morale booster.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
You got to keep
that mind even if you're
going.
Not of the Christian persuasion, I could see where the Bible would be uplifting regardless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the message is one of sanity, so, and you're going to need a little bit of that.
Oh, positively.
Another way to put it is emotional balance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. I agree.
That's kind of what I wanted to share, just coming from that world a long time ago, but you don't forget that stuff.
Oh, no. I remember my experiences on a boomer, on several boomers, actually, just like it was yesterday. It's one of those things that sticks with you. There's no question about that.
Yeah. All righty, Tim.
So, all right, well, thank you for your call, Dan. We greatly appreciate it, buddy. I want you to call back anytime you feel like it.
I shall. Thank you, Tim.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Lori and Rick.
Thank you, Lori.
You know, Lori and Rick, that, you know, what Dan is saying is so, so true. You know, from experiencing it myself, I can validate every single thing he was saying about that need to get the brain working when you're in a confined space for weeks, if not months on end, you know, which may well be a position we're put in eventually, having to shelter in place, you know, be it for whatever reason, most likely, you know, contamination in the form of fallout. But, you know, the good thing is, even in that situation, you know there's light at the end of the tunnel. You're not stuck there forever. That's
well,
the redeeming
fact. I have seen any number of good people that are just a little glitchy. And, I mean, under normal circumstances, you're talking about some competent, moral individuals who are highly productive, but when you start doing screwy things to them, like locking them up or putting them under extended periods of stress, they start using their intelligence for other things, and their mind starts to wander, and before you know it, this ordinarily lovely creation of God is causing you nightmares. And I think the best way around a situation like that is to not let it happen, to set up a structure. My idea is to establish structure. When everybody wakes up, go to get your coffee or whatever, and sit your butt down, and you will be getting some sort of reading, some sort of spiritually based reading, and I don't mean an hour sermon. I mean, even if it's only 60 seconds. And then get on about your tasks, come in for lunch, say grace, do it all over again. Try and keep everybody in a routine which has a moral overtone and undertone to it. And don't let them... Don't let them start drifting on you, because once that happens, man, it's going to be rough getting them back, I think. But, you know, I'm not an expert at this.
Right. Well, only thing I can look at, is personal experience. I know I was in a cardiac care unit at VA hospital for 23 or 24 days, and my mental state from being in that constant environment, constant stress, no sleep, went to hell in no time. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please hang on.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we have been talking with Rick and Dan. We also have Sue in Arkansas on the line. Dan touched on a subject about being bored if things do go to heck in a handbasket and you have to be isolated for a while. Don't forget those cards and those board games. And don't forget, you know, you have to find ways to entertain the kids, too, that are with you. So those are good ideas to keep in mind. Sue, are you still with us? Susie?
You talking to me? Hello?
Susie,
hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, Susie. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I had a question for Rick because I didn't hear everything. I came in as he's speaking about his gardening, how to get double the square footage out of, and I wondered if you would go back over that for a moment. It's something I'm very interested
sure.
in.
Yeah, of course. Let me do it quickly. It's called time stacking. And so what happens is you know, well, we're in zone 5, 5.5, depending on what guru you talk to. So we have summer and spring, fall, winter. We have all of that in that order. And so
right.
What happens is that, you know, like right now, for example, you can't put basil out because basil is not interested in this kind of temperature. Eggplants really are not going to do anything until it's really hot out, and the tomatoes are about the same.
Right.
You've got your cold weather crops you can be looking into, and those would include things like chard, kale, spinach, all the radishes and all the root crops like beets, turnips, parsnips, and all that. If you underplant, if your garden's ready to go, you've got time to put in radishes. I think are out in 25 days. They're up and gone.
Right.
You've got time to put in some cold weather stuff. And even if let's say you put in kale, let's say you want to do, and we'll get into this sometime, called cut and come again, which is where you don't just pull up the whole plant. You're actually taking off the outer leaves, leaving the inners. Even if you've still got kale left in the garden and you want to put in your tomatoes every 18 or 24 inches, go ahead and put those in right in with your kale or spinach or whatever it is. Continue to harvest the cold weather crop until it's too hot and it's spent. And then, you know, you've overlapped. Let's say you've overlapped by 60 days. I mean, if you wait to put in your tomatoes until the kale's gone, your timing will be ruined. So you're going to have to put your summer crop in on top of the cold weather crop, and that is why they're calling it time stacking. And this way, instead of having to have you can get about double duty or triple duty out of your beds by time stacking. And if you're like most people and you wish you had more beds, well, if you time stack, you're doubling your beds. So maybe you do. Maybe you got enough beds.
Excellent,
Rick. That's a great idea. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I was thinking about something along that line, but I was going to try it. I'm so glad that you were talking about that.
Well, Susie, if you want to see a real detailed explanation of it, there's a guy called Curtis Stone, like The Rock. He's called the Urban Gardener. And he has a wonderful YouTube video on time stacking. And he does good YouTubes. I think they're very clear, very succinct, and they're very useful for people like you and me. And if you go look up Curtis Stone, time stacking, I think you'll find it.
Okay, and he's called the Urban Gardener?
He is called the Urban Gardener, but I think I would probably, if you're going to search, I would use his name, Curtis Curtis Stone, Stone. And Curtis Stone and put in time stacking and see if you don't get it.
Okay, I will. Oh, thank you so much.
That's all right.
Thank you for your call, Susie. It's great. We appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. We are visiting with Rick in Missouri. A couple of housekeeping items real quick, guys. One, I'd like to encourage you to visit ruralsurvival.info, ruralsurvival.info. There's some really neat stuff on there that can help people in their day-to-day life, as well as hobby farming and stuff like that. Hundreds of free downloads, literally, not figuratively. One of the things that people might be interested right now are in is the plans for doing a basement fallout shelter, stuff like that. All those are free PDF downloads. Let's see. Yeah, just take a look around the site, guys. All right, now we're going to Ty at line 9. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. I love the topics today. I missed the first hour, so I'll have to go back and listen to that later on when you
republish. Okay.
How quickly do you republish your Saturday shows?
Well, we do it. RBN has archives, and I think they're usually put on in the evenings. And also, you can search on YouTube, the Rural Survival Show, and we'll pop up right on top. And we try to have those up by Saturday evening, too. It doesn't always
very
work
good,
out like
good.
That, but we try to.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for answering the question. I had a couple handful of things. I'll go quickly. Is Rick still with us?
Yeah, Rick's still there.
I'm right here.
Good deal. Hi, Rick. I always enjoy hearing you as a regular caller on John's show. It's kind of neat to have you.
Same here, sir.
Oh, thank you. So, okay, we're saying colloidal silver. I watched, this is my next project. I just completed a few other projects, and I've got time for this one now, and I've started doing a little research on making your own. I saw a guy hook 3 9-volt batteries together, alligator clip,
yep.
You know, two pieces of silver wire, and ba-boom.
Right.
How are you measuring, or what kind of equipment is necessary to measure what parts per million you're producing?
$14.58. It is called a TDS meter, totally dissolved solids meter. TDS, now I like the one from, I think it's HM Digital, but it's, if you just type in TDS-Easy, as in Echo Zebra, about $14.50, Amazon. Here's the deal, and if you're going to wait for your reaction to start in distilled water, I hope you're not over 50. We've been putting a few flakes of Himalayan sea salt or any kind of sea salt in.
Conductor.
So that you've got some, yes, precisely. And that, man, you are off to the races there. Now, usually what I'll do is I'll put in the sea salt and then stir it up real good and wait an hour. And then dip my TDS meter in there. It's just a tip and measure. And so let's say that with the salt in there, now I am at 5 or 6 parts per million. Okay, now that's my zero point. So in 2 hours using my 24-volt, this is using the grid power, I ran that up to 46 parts per million. So really, I'm at like 41 parts per million. But you know, like I told somebody else, I paid $60 for 8 ounces of half of that, 23. So you're going to use a TDS meter, distilled water. Now, here's the thing about the batteries, and I really do recommend this. Most people do not know what series is, but at Lowe's or Home Depot, they sell these little clips, and what there is, it's a little plastic cap that you snap onto a battery, and you see them in every appliance, like a radio or whatever, with two wires, a red and a black wire coming off. The easiest way to do this is to buy 3 of those, and it's going to cost you like $1.50. Don't necessarily snap the batteries together because it's so difficult to get the alligator clips on the end. So if you just buy 3 of these, put one on each of 3 batteries, hook them together in a series so that you've got 27 volts, because when you're in series, you add the volt, you add the voltage. Then you've
right,
got
in other
two
words, red to black, red to black. People might not know what you mean. You know, it's red wire to black wire, red wire to black
right.
wire.
Yeah. And if you'll do that, you'll wind up with one extra red and one extra black. And that's where the alligator clips go on. And if you do it that way, it's a lot less confusing.
What a fantastic answer. Thank you so much. That's marvelous. I can't wait to do it. Okay.
A lot of money involved.
Yeah. and not much up front. I want to bounce over to back to gardening if I can.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I brought this up on John's show. Obviously, we all listen to the same show, so I wanted to relate here. It seemed like the forum here is a little bit better. There is a self-watering, and there's tons of these. You can go buy a self-watering container at any Home Depot, okay? I don't think they're effective. I think they're less than effective. That said, there is a gentleman out in California who's put together design plans. You basically use the large size rubber totes, and it's called the Earth Tainer. I really recommend you guys look up the PDF plans for that. I've been using the design for about 5 years. I just recently rebuilt this self-watering gardening system, and I've got tomato plants that are about to be 6'2".
Wow. Yeah, I remember your call on that, Ty, and thinking that was amazing, and I never got around to looking it back up.
Check it out. I'm not kidding. It's you want to talk about getting some serious production in a small space. You can do peas. I've got anyway. So check that out. And then I really liked the comment going back to something that, you know, we've talked about over the course of the last few weeks, and that's, you know, when the grid goes down, where is your psychology? Where is your spirituality? How are you going to deal with these types of things? And it led me kind of thinking back to, you know, wherever you are, whenever, whatever it is that's going to happen, happens. The only thing you've got is what you got on you.
Yeah, correct.
And what you've got in you, right? And so this may be, this may not be a segue you guys want to go down, but just, you know, kind of back to that everyday carry. Well, back to that concept of everyday carry. I really feel like it's a no-brainer for everybody that's got one to at least carry three things on you every day. That's a knife, a flashlight, and a way to make fire. I mean, any woman, any kid, I don't know, kids can't take knives and lighters to school, and I get that. But aside from some of those outliers, everybody should have that on them all the time. No questions asked. I mean, you think about, we live in this modern age. If I stick you in a dark room, what are you going to want? A flashlight. If you need the signal, or I mean, there's 100 different things I can think of why I might want to make fire quickly. And you want to tell me that somebody can go out there and make fire any quicker than a 60-cent Bic lighter? No way. So,
I agree.
It seems we live in this, these people, the zombies walk around, and they think that, you know, they're always going to have these conveniences. Well, you can. You can put them in your pocket or your purse. I don't know. And then, of course, you know, when you talk everyday carry, it usually that's gun community. And they're talking about what kind of gun do they carry and all that kind of stuff. And I love that topic. Some people get bored by it, but, you know, I'll tell you this. If you carry a gun and it's not a revolver, semi-automatic weapon, if you have not already figured this out, then you have not sought out the proper training, you must carry a spare magazine. A spare magazine is the only way to fix a class 3 malfunction. So, unless you want to start throwing a gun at
Ty, we actually carry two spare mags.
Roger that. Hey, the more the better.
Technically that's 30 rounds we've got if we need it. Like you said, you know, it sure is a whole lot easier to drop a mag that something's gone wrong with and shove another one in than it is to sit there and, you know, fight a jam or fight getting that round back into the magazine the way it's supposed to be.
The only thing faster is a New York reload. Yeah, the only thing faster is a New York reload, and not very many people want to carry two guns. Lastly, if you carry a gun, golly, carry some pepper spray. You can put one of these little arm pins on your keychain. It's totally conspicuous. It's actually handy. You can use it to slip in the waistband of your pants and keep your keys close at hand. And you now have a second option to shooting something or somebody. Lastly, carry a tourniquet. You can roll up a TK4 tourniquet. It's about the size of the palm of my hand and goes flat. I don't know. I mean, look, if I'm going to start getting into a shooting match, I bet you somebody's getting hit, whether it's somebody around me. And unless you're going to yank your belt off, you want to start saving lives, that tourniquet's going to be the first thing to do it. So,
well, that's
anyway.
A very good observation. That's one thing that I don't carry that I should. And I'm wrong.
Check
and
them
I
out.
I'm wrong.
So small and so tiny, and it has no weight to it. Guys, I love the show. I'll listen to hour number one later on. Thanks for entertaining my comments and my call.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Ty. Greatly appreciate it. Lori,
yeah,
any follow-up? All right. Will do, buddy. Any follow-up, Lori?
No, Ty mentioned something else, you know, that most people haven't touched on was different things to carry with you in case you need it. I also wanted to point out that if everything did go to heck in a handbasket, you know, you've thought of the books, you've thought of games and stuff to keep the minds going. But even in the old days when we didn't have the power and stuff, and we just had our kerosene lamps or candles, whatever it may be, some people actually knew how to play instruments. So if you have an instrument like a fiddle or a banjo or a guitar that you can store down there, you know, that's another way to keep your mind focused and on things. But I should also say, when you pull out the good reading material to store, to have in case, you know, things did go bad, you might want to get some of those self-help books, like teaching you how to make homemade candles or whatnot. Might go ahead and just purchase those ahead of time and find some materials and stuff that you might need to help you make them. But if not, there's some that will teach you how to make them from basically nothing. So those are other things that you can keep your mind going. In case things did go to heck in a handbasket, those self-help books. So just got to keep your mind busy and your hands busy. So just
Lori. Hey, Lori, we have a caller. We've got Larry in Washington 9. Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good morning to you. Morning. I have something. I make my own silver and have for 16, 17 years now.
Now we're talking.
And I was diagnosed with cancer up by my left temple back in 2000.
Okay.
And the dermatologist said, it's a part of a much larger mass. I want you to go get it cut out. I don't care if it's by me or whomever. Just get it done. Well, I said, no, I've been into the survival regime for years, too. And I was making my own silver, and I just saturated cotton swabs and broke the skin. And after about a month, it disappeared.
Oh, wow. Holy.
And I brought this up, and I still have the biopsy report, and I brought this up to other doctors, and they just don't even want to hear it.
Oh, no, well, they wouldn't because you're going to cut them. You're going to cut them out of a bunch of money.
You know, but on the flip side of that, Rick and Larry, I just went to the doctor last Monday, and the very first thing they did the very last thing they did before putting on this new cast on my leg, where I had all the surgery, was use Silverdyne all over.
There you go.
And they had these little ampules that they broke. And they just put Silverdyne all over the surgical incision. And, you know, it's funny. One part of medicine embraces silver, but the oncologists don't. And I find that very interesting.
Well, when you were talking about parts per million,
right?
I've never measured mine. I just... At one time, I used to heat my distilled water, up to 125 degrees, and then do it.
Are you doing it by color, Larry? Are you judging by the color?
Yeah. Basically, when I start getting that cloud in there that looks good.
Right.
But I've been doing it with cold water lately, just dropping... And I get as good as results, and I don't have the slag that I get accumulation on one of my rods.
That would be the negative?
Let's see.
The negative rod accumulates slag?
And when I heated the water, I tended to get slag on it. And just doing it with cold water, I don't get the slag, and I don't use salt at all.
Yeah, how long has it taken you to... Well, okay, how long has it taken you to make the silver? I'm curious.
5-10 minutes.
What are you using for the... are you using batteries?
Yeah. I use...
36 volts?
I went from Bex... I think that's basically where everybody got it, silver, back 20 years ago when everybody started thinking about it. They went 27, and I just added another one into it. But, I mean, 5 to 10 minutes, and it looks good, gold cloud and silver mixed into it.
Yeah, that's called the Tyndall effect. It was invented by a guy named Tyndall, oddly enough. And the darker the color, the higher parts per million. You can, if you don't want to pay the money to buy a TDS meter, you can download
a picture of the Tyndall scale, which is just colors. And if you compare your silver with the picture, you can tell about where it is just by using this colored sheet. And the darker the yellow, the higher parts per million. Once you get down to a dark golden straw color, you're up around 30 to 40 parts per million. So, yeah, Larry, I think you're doing great.
Well, I don't listen too often on Saturday because I'm out on a bike most of the time, but I really like your program.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. We really appreciate the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. We got time for one more caller, and that's it. So hang around for a few more minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we've been talking about quite a few different things here today on Caller's Choice. And right now, Rick, we have a caller on the line, Kathy in Massachusetts. Are you still there, Kathy?
Hi. I am in a very, very difficult situation with a tooth. I lost a filling on a root canal tooth, and it's a crown. I'm sorry, it didn't have a crown, and if I lose this tooth, I lose a bridge that's very expensive. And, you know, they're telling me I have to get it extracted. And I'm just wondering, the decay kind of wraps around the tooth. Do you have any ideas how I can save this tooth and then cover it without having to spend $1,000? Right? I don't have very much money at all.
Understood, Kathy. Go to ruralsurvival.info. On the left-hand side, there's a link. Left-hand top of every page, there's a link that says free downloads. Click on that link. Look for a booklet called When There Is No Dentist. It'll be down towards the bottom of the page. There's about 300 free downloads there. And that might help you. And that's the only advice I have. Rick or Lori, any suggestions?
That was exactly what I was going to suggest.
Well, the decay wraps around it, kind of, you know what I mean? And it's just, the filling was probably leaking, and then it came off, and it's just like a nightmare, because where I am right now, I don't have access to dental care.
Oh, boy.
Are you suggesting you've got an abscess under there, Kathy? Are you saying it's abscessed?
It's throbbing now, and I have a physician friend that called in a Amoxicillin 875, and I'm sitting on that. I took one round, I had stockpiled. But I get in to see a dentist, and they thought, so no, at this moment, it's not abscessed. And I'm waiting to take the Amoxicillin 835 in case it goes that direction. I'm in Massachusetts at the moment. And basically, the dentist where I am now told me, you need to get back to Massachusetts. People out here are so isolated in this country with dental issues. And the last thing I needed was something like this to happen. I'm not kidding you. The dentist actually said, you got to get the hell out of here. People are just suffering in the country, but I can't live in Boston anymore.
Well, you do realize that can kill you. That abscess could kill you, right?
I totally realize that. But the dentist I saw I'm actually in Missouri right now. He didn't even prescribe an antibiotic. And he said, this is complicated. And so he sent me 50 miles away. I don't have a car. And the one they highlighted, it can't see me till September. And I'm a type 1 diabetic, and they know all of this. Bottom line, yes, this is dire. And but I can't afford to live in Boston anymore. I had a Kenyan leaving feces on the toilet. He had a master's degree in the house I was living in there. I mean, can I really go back into that nightmare housing of Boston? No, that's dangerous on another level.
If you have an infection, you might try gargling with some warm Epsom salt water, or if you can afford it, I know that tree tea oil, if you take a cotton swab and just dip it in the tree tea oil and then rub it on your gums where your tooth is, that could help.
I'm doing a few vape cooling rinse. I have clove oil, oregano oil, olive leaf oil, tea tree oil, with sesame seed oil as a base. I'm already doing that. Warm salt waters. I'm flossing it with black floss, made by POH. It's an excellent floss every time I eat. Warm salt water rinses. And I have the Amoxicillin 875. And I'm trying to find a dentist that will do anything to help save the dang tooth. None of these guys do pro bono work. None of them. Dentists ought to be ashamed of themselves. It's just great.
Kathy, we wish you the best of luck, but we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. We invite your calls, comments. Hope to see you next week, folks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.